This here is Carl. He is our Lipizzan stallion, the breeder. He is the main breeder. He is 15 years old. He is 15 hands tall. He is a Neapolitano line, and he is extremely talented to do the airs above the ground.
The story of Kurt and Margaret Jordy's Lipizzan ranch is one where the end must come first.
Carl, Anya.
Last October, after 20 years raising the rare white horses in this desolate stretch of Cass County, one of their barns caught fire, probably something electrical, investigators said. It was 10 at night. The Jordy's Rottweiler pup started barking.
When I opened the door, I saw the smoke, and I said to Margaret, call the fire department. And I ran out, and the smoke was already so heavy. Those horses, they died of smoke inhalation before the fire got to them, you know. That was a terrible sight to see.
The fire killed 11 horses, including pregnant mares.
So, that's all gone.
The barn was insured, the horses weren't. A Lipizzan foal is worth $6,000, a trained stallion several times that. The Jordys were left with Carl as their only breeding stallion, and no mares. Kurt and Margaret Jordy arrived here from Switzerland 20 years ago. They had a riding school back home, but raising horses in that mountainous country was expensive and highly regulated. They were attracted to the United States by the things that have always lured immigrants, land and independence.
I think Americans really don't know what they have with all the room, the space they have.
Back then, it was more difficult to have your own breeding operation, because most of the breeding stallions, they was run through the government. You have to be approved, your horses have to be approved, otherwise you don't breed. So here I can breed Lipizzans, four and back. I can have 10 stallions, or I can raise camels or elephants. It's, you know, it's in nobody's business than mine.
A family seeking independence, even isolation, couldn't do better than rural Cass County. Marshy farms and scrub woodlots scrabble up Highway 64 between Motley and Akeley. There are horses in some of the farmyards, but Lipizzans seem as likely here as Lamborghinis. The Jordys, too, are exotics among their Minnesota neighbors. In the window of their trailer home hangs the Jordy coat of arms, but Kurt would rather talk horse lineage than his own.
The breeding started when the King of Spain married off one of his daughter, the Hungarian king, and as a gift he gave Spanish horses. So they start to breed them horses, mix them in with different ones from Italy, from Czechoslovakia, and so on. So that's how it became the Lipizzan horse as such.
The Lipizzan became a royal horse, bred to whiteness. And because this was the 16th century, when kings still led soldiers into war, the famed Lipizzan acrobatics were developed for battle.
The horse would lift up his front legs, put the hind legs under his belly to shield the rider in war. The so-called courbette was to stand up and irritate the foot soldiers and escape.
As the role of the war horse declined, the Lipizzans moved to the show arena, their leaps calibrated not to battle, but Beethoven. They gained wide attention in World War II, when General Patton rescued a herd of mares from becoming rations for the Russian army. But for all their history and poise, Jordy says Lipizzans are not an easy sell in America.
You see, when we came here, we thought America is actually a horse country, but it's not. It's not the way we are used to raise horses, to keep for them, and look out for them. We keep our horses inside. Bad weather comes, they stay inside. It's like a soldier. If you want to have something for you who works, you have to take care of that animal. Then you can ask for work.
The Jordys seem to have compromised little in 20 years. Kurt and Margaret have not become American, either in attitude or on paper. They still pamper their horses, and they are still Swiss nationals. But their citizenship, their accents, and their pure white horses have kept them aliens in Cass County. For that reason, they believe someone set their barn on fire, someone who telephoned them repeatedly in the days before it happened.
We got phone calls at least twice a day and always hung up. And after the fire, no more phone calls. After the following Saturday, when somebody called and said, haha, you lost all your horses. Somebody who does something like this must be sick.
A phone trace that day led to a man who claims not to know the Geordies and denies making the call. Though even if he did make it, said the investigator assigned to the case, a nasty phone call is a far cry from arson. There was no hint the blaze started suspiciously, the investigator said. In any event, the burned ruins have long since been removed, and nothing new can be learned. Kurt Geordie says, whatever the cause, he and Margaret have lost more than they can replace.
I am not sure yet if I want to start again or not. It's not that easy. Even if I'm going to live 150 or 100 years, you don't come out of something like this, you know. And it hangs around with you all the time, wherever you go, whatever you do, it's there.
Lipizzan breeder Kurt Geordie. This is Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.